I tell you what, I don't think we've seen a more fired up Phil Moss come into the studio with a bit, just people having a go at his code. People saying that it's the end of football in this country because the 17,500 people turn up to a basketball game. You're very fired up this morning, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. That's not fired up, mate.
No?
No, that's nowhere near. Okay. Actually, no, I am. I am fired up because you know what? You get sick and tired. I love all sports. Always have. Always followed them as a sports journo in the early 90s at the Manly Daily. And I respect all sports. I don't get why. So when the Socceroos made the World Cup in 2006 for the first time in 32 years, we didn't, as a football community, we didn't go out there and smash every other sport and say we're top of the pops.
In front of 82,000 people at ANZ Stadium.
Thank you very much. And, you know, like, just in, why can't we enjoy all sports? Will Swanton from The Australian came out yesterday and wrote a story, and I was on Bill and Boz last night.
But he's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a journo, so he's trying to sell papers and get hits online and all that. But Bozza last night quite rightly said, why drag another sport into the mud just because your sport's done well and had a day in the sun, which basketball did have on the weekend, and it's a great sport. And I love seeing the Kings doing well, particularly being a Sydney sider. But, geez, they've been through their tough times as well. All sports do at some point. Mm. And our code, the A-League, is probably most comparable to the MLS and the J-League in terms of, length of life so far. And all leagues go through their highs and lows. The A-League has got its challenges at the moment. We're addressing them. But there's still some very, very bright days ahead.
Are you guys, from football, overreacting to one column in a paper?
You know what it is, Loz? It's a reaction. And I'm not one to usually like giving these things oxygen. But I think it's time as a code we stood up for ourselves a little bit, because it does happen, let's just call it with regular abandon. If there's a little scuffle in a crowd at one of our games, it tends to make the front pages.
But I wouldn't say little scuffle though, Mossy. Well, and in terms of,
we'll put it this way, I've seen bigger ones.
Yeah,
other
sports. And there's been massive blues in rugby league, but I think more so with the soccer crowds have been more the flares and the chairs being ripped up and stuff like that happening, which has happened in the past. I don't think it's happened recently, has it?
No, not recently, but no. Anyway.
So I think that, what I'm trying to get at is, I think football has come a long way from those days of a couple of years ago, and I just don't know why there'd be this overreaction in my mind to a guy that's voiced his opinion in the paper, because I think if you're confident where your product is going, it's like rugby league. People can have a shot at rugby league. Yeah, and does it worry me? No, because I'm happy where rugby league's going. I'm confident that our product will always be a success.
Yeah, look, I think, but there comes a time where you've just got to stand up for yourself and for your code. And there are times where we do, we cop a boot to the ribs for the smallest little things. And I'm calling this one out because his facts are wrong. With regard to statistics and viewerships and things like that. So if you're gonna lay the boot in, at least get your facts right.
Yeah. All right. What did Richard Scudamore, former EPL boss, think of A-League and football in this country?
Look, I don't think he told us anything we don't know. He said that marquees aren't the answer. I still think the A-League needs some stardust around it to attract the neutral. But I do think the majority of our money should be ploughed into marketing the A-League. The worst time of the year for me is when the A-League kicks off, and I've got mates who are neutral who don't even know that the A-League's kicking off.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the Rugby League Grand Final's just been played and the AFL Grand Final's just been played. So, I think we've got enough stars in our game, homegrown stars that aren't marketed well enough. They're the ones that we've got to make heroes out of moving forward. It's a slow burn. It doesn't happen overnight, but the likes of Riley McGree, if you just take a name, Scorpion Kick that he's famous for, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And he's an Aussie born and bred. Mm. And I don't see him on the side of buses. I don't see him on the billboards. I don't see him on the side of bus stops. Things like that. I think all about the money.
All costs money.
All about the money.
Is that where it's always going to be held back, the A-League, Mossy? That the stars, if you're a genuine superstar, you're not going to play in this competition? Is that going to hold the footy back in this country?
That's definitely... look, hold it back. I don't know if that's the right term, Loz, but you're 100% right. That is our biggest challenge, is that unlike rugby league, where the best players in the world of rugby league play here in Australia at the peak of their power, same with AFL, same with probably rugby union, or at least in that competition, our biggest stars at the peak of their powers will always aim for the bright lights of Europe.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Where we can control it better is till they get to that point to go overseas. Like, I always talk about Brett Emerton. He waited in the old NSL until the 2000 Olympics, and he was old enough, fit enough, mature enough, and match hardened enough to go straight into the Feyenoord first team.
Yeah.
That's where we've got to get to with the A-League. Make sure these kids stay until they're stars, they're rusted on stars of the A-League, and they can go straight into first teams overseas. And then the challenge is to bring the big names who have forged their career back to Australia before it's too late in their career.
Yeah. Mm. Mossy, we've got to go. We've got the news chasing us, but we will get a tip from you on Thursday. Mossy's
multi. Look forward to that. EPL's back on this weekend. Can't wait.